Welcome to Viz City. I'm Sissy Anderson.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the Jacobs Gallery here in Eugene to take a look at an amazing show by John J. Cruson. It's a retrospective of 40 years, and what an impact that show has.
It was amazing. It's just running through August 21st, so it's a good show to go see and do so quickly.
Right. The show was actually put together by Cruson. Someone at the Hull Center requested that he do that, and he really pulled from a huge collection from some private people, from his own collection, and the diversity is what just blew me away. I'm not sure if I didn't know that this was all by one person, if you just went in thinking it was a group artist show, because the variety is so incredible.
I was impressed by just all of the different ways in which he's worked with different mediums, from, glazed charcoal on wood,
yeah,
and ink and paint on linen paper.
Right, and paintings on redwood, where the vertical grain, it's a real tight redwood, and the vertical grain shows, so he must have, painted it and then kind of rubbed it off a bit. It looks more like fabric than wood.
Yeah, I think that was the most impressive thing about most of the work. Across the board, no matter what year he was doing it, he seems to play a lot with pattern and color and texture in all of the work. But the redwood panels really caught my eye.
Yeah, they were just unusual. I just thought they were big linen paintings and never guessed they were on wood. And then another curious thing that he had experimented with were the redwood boxes that had the lids that you could actually close.
Yeah, shutters.
Yeah, which is very much Eastern, where if you don't want to look at the image, you close it down and it's a pretty box. I actually asked the docent if I could touch it because it says do not touch, and she helped me and we closed one of the doors. It's a whole beautiful door is painted, and then you open it and then there's a whole different image on the inside of the box. I mean, they were just really cool, and he has maybe six or seven of those there. I just had never seen anything quite like that.
Yeah, just beautiful work. And the glazing, the acrylic paint on the outside, and it's also acrylic and oil, actually, that he used. And he glazed those at like 85 degrees in his studio, so he had to keep a constant temperature, I read, in the studio to glaze those pieces, and each one had to be done, each layer had to be done and then hand-rubbed, and then the next layer went on. So they're quite amazing to look at.
Right, right. You just don't know what you're looking at. They're just beautiful. He doesn't have just one subject matter either. Over the 40 years, I mean, he's done a lot of scenes on the beach, landscapes, a lot of people. Some of them were just nondescript kind of designs. I didn't really see any thread. I didn't see any common thread. It seems like he would do one thing for a while and then kind of totally change and do something else for a while.
I do beg to differ, actually. I do see a thread through his work. One of them being actually two threads. I see pattern throughout all of his imagery, including those charcoal drawings of the figures and even his earlier drawings. They all have pattern. The other one, the other thread that I see in his work is the strong compositions that he creates. And he tends to break up those picture planes with various frames within frames.
And his current work, those vast Eastern landscape geometric things, I mean, you'd look at the early stuff and I wouldn't see this stuff coming at all.
So it's a total departure to me.
Right, right. So it's really fun to try and figure out how is that one he did 20 years ago related to this one. And they are, because they're all his children. So that part of it is a lot of fun, too, to look at. And then his various devices. I mean, he does pencil drawing, like you said, glazed charcoal, which I'd never seen anything like that. Oil on redwood, lithography, woodblock, etching. He taught printmaking for a while. It just goes on and on and on. Ink on linen. It's just... Yes. A huge variety. I mean, you can get a complete art history lesson and technique lesson by going to look at this show.
Yeah, I think it was a beautiful show. And I think that one thing I will say is there are frames within frames in all of his work. And that is to say that he breaks up the picture plane with various formats. So it may be a landscape, but within that landscape, you'll have a circular format that's a frame, and it may be a house or something mm-hmm. else specific that he wants you to look at. And the same then with the redwood shutter pieces, a frame within a frame. You're opening something up to see something else within it.
Yep. Many layers.
Many layers to the show.
So it's a very interesting show, 40-year retrospective by John J. Cruson, and that, again, runs at the Jacobs Gallery here in Eugene at the Holt Center for the Performing Arts. It goes through August 21st. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Sissy Anderson.